Republicans in Congress are offering a plan to change Social Security. Like President Bush, they're proposing that some Social Security money go into private accounts, though the accounts would be financed differently. The modified plan would not fix the long-term problems of the retirement program, and Democrats say it's still a step toward privatization.
As they've demonstrated on several issues, Democrats retain some power because they can filibuster bills in the Senate. They have no such power in the House of Representatives, so the minority party is struggling to find ways to influence legislative work. Here's NPR's Andrea Seabrook.
Here in the Speaker's lobby, just off the House floor, hundreds of members of Congress are streaming in for a vote. In the House of Representatives, there are 30 more Republicans than Democrats. That's actually a pretty close margin historically, but it doesn't really matter in the House. The party of the majority, be it by one seat or 100, has almost total control over what gets done and how.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
The opinion of the chair, the ayes have it.
The majority controls the Speaker's chair, so the guy running the floor debate, in this case Charlie Bass of New Hampshire, is a Republican. The Speaker and the Majority Leader decide which bills come to the floor and when, and the Republican-controlled Rules Committee dictates how long a debate will be and which, if any, of the Democrats' amendments are allowed to be debated. And so in this Republican-controlled House, Democrats have to find creative ways to get heard.
The hearing on the Downing Street minutes will now come to order.
Last week, Michigan Democrat John Conyers held this so-called hearing on the memo leaked from the British government on President Bush's decision to go to war in Iraq. The event, which only Democrats attended, was technically no more than a press conference, since as the top Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, Conyers does not have the authority to call a real hearing. This week, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and top Democrats on the Armed Forces and Intelligence Committees joined California Democrat Henry Waxman in demanding a commission to investigate alleged prisoner abuses in Afghanistan, Abu Ghraib, and Guantanamo Bay. Waxman, the top Democrat on the Government Reform Committee, introduced a bill to create that commission, railing on Republicans' refusal to hold any more hearings on the matter.
The Republicans, they held 140 hours taking witness testimony to examine whether President Clinton mishandled his holiday card list. Certainly, after the horrific Abu Ghraib photos surfaced, the House should do more than only 5 hours of public hearings to investigate this abuse.
Waxman's bill has more than 170 co-sponsors, a fact that he says gives it gravitas. But all of those sponsors are Democrats, and Republican leaders aren't likely to even consider a bill unless their own members sign on. And so with their legislative avenues more or less blocked, Democrats are trying to get attention for their ideas in other ways, like hard-driving rhetoric.
Each passing today confirms that this war in Iraq is a grotesque mistake. It is not making America safer, and the American people know it.
Minority Leader Pelosi pulls no punches on the war these days, speaking in direct opposition to the Republican leadership's position that the Iraq war has been a resounding success. And this, at least, gets the majority's attention. Deborah Price of Ohio chairs the Republican conference.
It's really a sad day when members of Congress have to remind our own colleagues that they were sent to Washington to defend America and Americans and not foreign detainees that are most likely terrorists.
But political science professor Jack Pitney of Claremont McKenna College says this kind of action from minority Democrats is similar to the maneuvering of the minority Republicans of the 1980s and early 90s.
Democrats are trying to reach their base, energize Democratic supporters in hopes of getting them interested in working in Democratic campaigns in 2006.
And as Pitney puts it, if you're in the minority and can't make laws, you can still make noise. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.
Want more information about insiders and outsiders in Washington? You can read our political analysts at npr.org.